Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When I'm on the field, I'm locked in, focused on my job, and try to have a positive play and try to get points on the board. Yeah, it's not an issue now. It wasn't an issue back then either. So, we just take it one day at a time, continue to maintenance it, and just continue to, push forward and just kind of build my confidence.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspect at ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Joined now by Sarah Barshop, as you heard the comments from Deshaun Watson. You can follow her at Sarah Barshop on Twitter, but she is the beat reporter for the Houston Texans for ESPN, and she joins us periodically throughout the season, making her first appearance. We appreciate her stopping by on a game day. Sarah, welcome to the show. Good to have you back. Hope all is well. If you're staying at the Greenbrier, life can't be too bad.
I did not stay at the Greenbrier. but I did go for dinner twice, so, got to experience it a little bit, but no. I was staying at a hotel a little bit down the road.
Did they leave the light on for you?
That lovely place.
At the other hotel, did they leave the light on for you?
Yeah, they did. It was a Marriott, so I can't complain. I was very happy with my Marriott points. It's 2.5 weeks in West Virginia.
Nice.
Okay. Well, so right off the top, we just played some comments from Deshaun Watson. He says he's feeling good and everything like that. But just from a safety concern, and I'm sure there's a lot of Texans fans that are concerned about this, how much are we going to see Deshaun Watson, not only tonight, but in the preseason?
So Bill O'Brien was very tight-lipped about this. He said, you guys will find out when you see who takes the field on Thursday. He did say, however, after some questioning, that it was more likely than not that we'd see him on Thursday night. So I could see him getting a series, depending on how long that goes, maybe two. But I think they'll let him get a couple, looks in a real game, and then I think he will sit safely on the bench for the rest of it. And I think we'll see him get some time, you're coming off an ACL injury. He needs to see some time, but you don't want to risk that. There's no need for any player, but especially for Deshaun Watson or even someone like J.J. Watt, to take any unnecessary hits during the preseason.
I was going to say, is the same true for J.J. Watt? Are we going to see him at all this preseason, or are they going to be resting him and getting him prepared to start week one?
I think we'll see him for at least one game if he gets his way, especially. He said you want to get some live reps before you're playing in the regular season, but he made the point that the training camp practices are so good and they've got a high level of talent on both sides of the ball that he does feel like he's getting some of those reps, and that takes place of what he would need to get done during the preseason. But he did say he wants to see at least one game. He'd like to see some live reps.
All right, let's talk about some of the positions that people have a lot of interest in when they follow this team. I'll go right to the most concerning that we had all of last year and again all of offseason and now into this season, the offensive line. They've added new players, they brought in new personnel, but in what you have seen as you have followed this team so far this training camp, is the offensive line going to be better, and how much better will they be?
It's going to be better. I mean, I think they improved. Four new starters, they definitely made improvements. I don't think they took a step back at any position, but I think it's all relative. I still think they have one of the poorer offensive lines in the league. I mean, we saw what they looked like last year, and Deshaun Watson makes everyone else look better. So it's kind of deceiving to watch this during training camp. It's kind of hard to tell. The way he moves around back there, you don't really know. It's totally different than last year when we saw Tom Savage and T.J. Yates back there after Watson got hurt. So we'll have to see in a real game. I think they'll be better, but like I said, I think that's a lot to ask, I think, for Julian Davenport at left tackle, for a young guy to play that important position to protect a guy coming off his second ACL surgery.
No doubt.
I'll be very interested to watch that continue during training camp and tonight in the preseason game.
Well, there's so many injuries that you could talk about how these guys are going to come back. But a guy that I'm not hearing a lot about that people aren't, what's the stat? Whitney Mercilus. What can we expect from Whitney Mercilus? I mean, there's a lot of talk about J.J. There's a lot of talk about Deshaun Watson. What's Whitney Mercilus looking like? What's the status on him?
So actually, we were talking to Bill O'Brien, and there have been some questions about J.J. and Clowney. And he said, no one asked me about Whitney Mercilus. I think Whitney Mercilus is a very important part of this defense. And I would agree. I think that's a big reason why the defense took a big step back last year, was losing him. Obviously, J.J. is a loss, but we saw what they did without J.J. 2 years ago. Now, without him and Whitney, I think Clowney can't do it all. Needs some help. So I think he's a key part. He's missed a couple practices, so we won't see him tonight. But I do think that he's recovered from the torn pectoral muscle, and I think he'll be an important part of that pass rush.
So he's on pace to be ready before the start of the regular season, obviously. Okay, and then Clowney. I mean, everybody, obviously, it's coming up on a contract year. Everybody focuses on, how he's grown into becoming what they always wanted him to be, but he's been slowed throughout camp and everything. What's the latest on Jadeveon?
So on Sunday, Bill said he's not in football shape, and when he's in football shape, he'll be out on the field. I was kind of taken aback by that because he had said at the beginning of camp, but he had also said that he would be there soon. So on Tuesday, he kind of softened his stance and he said he's actually made good progress. We'll see what he won't play tonight, but we'll get him back on the field, hopefully ease him back in some more and see where he is relative to maybe playing in that game against the Rams, which is the third preseason game. So we could see some time during the joint practice against the 49ers, which would be very valuable. Obviously, that's something that they like most of the guys to participate in because it's different than going against the same guys every day in training camp. So it says that everyone says they're not concerned. I do think it's not great if he's not out there, but they said they're easing him back in and they just want to, Anthony Weaver, the defensive line coach, told us, they just want to make sure he's as strong as he can so he doesn't have those nagging injuries he's dealt with in previous seasons. So if that's the case, I think he eases himself back in. He plays in that Rams game. I think we could, be looking at him full speed ahead for the regular season.
What's the running back situation? Miller, Foreman, Blue, Irvin. What can fans expect, or what are your thoughts on how this is all going to shake out, and who's going to get the bulk of the carries, and what can we expect?
So we'll have to see if Foreman starts the season on the pup list. I have a hard time seeing, even if he doesn't start there, and they do what they did for Will Fuller, and they keep him on the roster, but he doesn't play for a couple weeks until he gets healthy. I mean, an Achilles injury is a really big deal, especially for a running back. And that's a really tough injury to come back from. So if at the end of July, Brian Gain is saying, well, we don't even know, we don't have the information yet to see whether he'll be ready for the regular season, who knows, but I have a hard time seeing him being ready to take the lead back role to start the season if that's the case.
That would be interesting.
Miller looks a lot quicker. He looks leaner. We talked to him, and he could tell he looks a little different, and he looks faster out there. So he'll get the majority of the carries early on, especially if Foreman isn't playing. Alfred Blue will see some time as a backup, especially if Foreman's not out there. But I think Lamar Miller will get the bulk of the carries early on, and then we'll see when Foreman comes back. I mean, toward the end of last season, Foreman was overtaking him, and I think had he been healthy, he may have started this season as a starter. But because he's still dealing with that injury, I think we'll see Lamar Miller take lead.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because if Foreman's not ready to go, like you say, it's a possibility. Would they kick the tires on an Adrian Peterson or a veteran running back that might be able to fill in and fit in for at least a short spurt? That'll be something to keep an eye on. And then from the secondary standpoint, Sarah, there's tons of questions. Is Jonathan Joseph finally too long in the tooth? Is Kareem Jackson going to play safety, and is he going to play well, and is he going to be okay? And then Kevin Johnson. And is Kevin Johnson going to get back to where he was when they drafted him, or is Kevin Johnson lost something in all the injuries?
Yeah, I think it was interesting to me talking about Kareem is that he told us that Bill said, yeah, you're going to play safety, but make sure you're continuing to be versatile, continuing to practice at those cornerback positions because we might want to use you all over the field. And that's kind of what Bill stresses about this entire roster is versatility. We hear him say that time and time again. So I think depending on whether Kevin Johnson looks like the guy they thought they were drafting or he looks like the guy who was the 121st ranked cornerback last season, I think that gives him a little bit of flexibility. Tyrann Mathieu, I will say, though, no surprise, he looks very good at training camp, and I think he's going to be a fun player to watch this season.
Good deal. We appreciate it, Sarah. Thanks for spending some time with us. We look forward to catching you up with you throughout the season, but have a good time tonight. We'll look forward to reading your stuff after the game.
Thanks for having me on.
There you go. At Sarah Barshop on Twitter if you want to follow her. Sarah Barshop, who covers the Houston Texans for ESPN.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.